Committee on Appropriations on Civil and Criminal Justice will now come to order. Rebecca, please call the roll.
Chair Bradley?
Here.
Vice Chair Powell? Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Burgess? Senator Hooper? Senator Ingolia?
Here.
Senator Martin?
Here.
Senator Pizzo? Senator Roussan?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
Senator Wright? Senator Yarbrough? Quorum is present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. All right, members, we are going to start with tab 2. CS for SB 1624 on commercial financing transaction brokers and providers by Senator Broder. Senator Broder, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill creates the Florida Commercial Financing Disclosure Law, which codifies best practices of providers for non-bank commercial financing. This is for a loan that is business-to-business only. It does not affect banks or credit unions and is less than $500,000, and there is an amendment.
Very good. We'll take up Amendment Barcode 599280 by Senator Broder. Senator Broder, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment comes from working with committee staff and stakeholders to make a few changes to the definitions regarding commercial financing and the application of those terms within the bill. That is the amendment.
Very good. Members, any questions on the amendment? All right. Any appearance forms on the amendment? Any debate? All right. Senator Broder, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wait, close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Any opposed? All right. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? We do have one appearance form, Abby Vail, Revenue-Based Finance Coalition, waiving in support. Members, any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Broder, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a bill where the good actors are trying to help the bad actors in the industry for our business-to-business loans that are low amount value, so I'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Very good. Rebecca, please call the roll on CS for CS for SB 1624.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Burgess? Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Ingolia?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright? Senator Yarbrough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Powell? Chair Bradley?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1624 is reported favorably. All right. We'll move to tab 3. CS for SB 174 on protection of specified personnel by Senator Polsky. Hey.
Hi. Senator Thank
Polsky,
you, Madam
you
Chair.
You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Democracy depends on the free exchange of ideas, but no one has the right to barrage specified courthouse employees with speech that to the average person applying contemporary community standards is intended to harass, coerce, or intimidate. Currently under law, any person who threatens a law enforcement officer, state attorney, assistant state attorney, firefighter, a judge, an elected official, or family member of any such person with death or serious bodily harm commits a first-degree misdemeanor, a second or subsequent offense, a third-degree felony. The bill would include justices, judicial assistants, and family members of justices and judicial assistants to the list of persons protected from threats of seriously bodily harm or death. The bill requires a violation to be committed knowingly and willfully and create a new first-degree misdemeanor offense to prohibit a person from knowingly and willfully harassing a law enforcement officer, state attorney, assistant state attorney, a firefighter, judge, a justice, a judicial assistant, or an elected official with the intent to intimidate or coerce such person to perform or refrain from performing a lawful duty. That is the bill.
Very good. Any questions before we take up the amendment? All right. Seeing none, we'll take up Amendment 890214 by Senator Polsky. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment simply adds a clerk of circuit court and clerk personnel to the list of protected persons. That is the amendment.
Very good. Any questions on the amendment? All right, we do have one appearance form. Allison Dudley waving in support. Thank you. Any debate on the amendment? You're recognized to close?
Close. Wave close.
Very good. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Any opposed? The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms? We do have a few. Allison Dudley waving in support. and Jason Harrell, Florida Court Clerks and Comptroller Association, waiving in support. Any debate on the bill as amended? You're recognized to close.
It's freezing in here, so I'll waive close.
Yeah. Rebecca, please call the roll on CS for CS for SB 174.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Burgess? Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Ingolia?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Russo? Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright? Senator Yarbrough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Powell?
Yes.
Chair Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 174 is reported favorably. All right. Our final item of the afternoon, tab 1, SB 1130 on Clerks of Court by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Yes, Madam Chair. There is a strike call if we could take that up, because that is going to be the bill and everything encompassing.
Very good. So we will take up Amendment 607-156 by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The strike call scales down our original bill to match the House companion. Specifically, the amendment redirects approximately $24.1 million in revenues from the General Revenue Fund to the clerks in four fee categories. That's dissolution of marriage, various probate proceedings, certain foreclosure cases, and then $10 service charges for the issuance of summons. The amendment also changes the requirement for transfer of the clerk's budget overage from monthly to quarterly, which will help the clerks better deal with the seasonality of their cash flow. That is the strike all.
Very good. Members, any questions on the amendment? No? Do we have any appearance forms on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? All right, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
We have closed, Madam Chair.
All right, all in favor of the amendment say yay. Yay. Any opposed? The amendment is adopted, and we are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Senator Pizzo.
Are the clerks happy?
We shall see. Any other questions? All right, we'll go to appearance forms. We've got Clerk Jay. Was there any other questions? Oh, okay. Clerk Jay Swisher, Columbia County Clerk of Court, waiving in support. Clerk Billy Washington, Madison County Clerk of Court, waiving in support. Clerk Laura Roth, Volusia County Clerk of Court, waiving in support. Clerk Tara Green, Clay County Clerk of Court, waiving in support. Clerk Carolyn Tinneman, Martin County Clerk of Court, waiving in support. And Clerk Matt Reynolds, Putnam County Clerk of Court, waiving in support. Members, any debate on the bill? Senator Hudson, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would say the clerks are very happy, and I waive my close.
Very good. Rebecca, please call the roll on CS for SB 1130.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Burgess? Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Ingolia?
Yes.
Senator Martin?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Russon?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright? Senator Yarbrough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Powell?
Yes.
Chair Bradley?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1130 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Does any senator wish to be recording as voted on bills before the committee today?
Madam Chair, I would like to be shown as voting in support of tab 2 in the affirmative.
Very good. Seeing no objection, show the motion adopted. Any other business before the committee? Senator Ingolia moves we adjourn. Seeing no objection, we are adjourned.